There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now, our host, Essie Johnson.
Today, we have with us the Elder Lewis, who is going to just be sharing a little about himself and what he's doing, and someone who is very knowledgeable about the book of Revelation. And we've been going through some devotionals in Revelation, but I thought we really need to take a look at the book itself and why it is significant. Could you tell us just a little about yourself?
Sure. I'm Elder Terrell Lewis. I'm the son of a retired pastor, Pastor Elder Edward Henry Lewis. My brother is also a pastor, and I've grown up in the ministry. Both my parents, Barbara Jean Lewis, who's been a missionary for many years. My father's in the service, so we traveled and had the benefit and pleasure, I have to say, of watching my parents minister in different states, other countries. And they were very consistent in what they were doing. Wherever they went, it didn't matter about color, race, it didn't matter the language. There was no barrier that was going to keep them from ministering. And, of course, that had an impression on me. But the biggest impression in how I ended up, I believe, in studying this topic is because we lived in Germany. And where we lived in Germany, I was in elementary school in first grade, from first grade to the fifth grade. And we were trying to, I was trying to get understanding of why are we in this foreign country where there were wars in before, because we were always going to some site of some significant battle in World War II. And why are we here? Because the Russians want to destroy the United States. I couldn't try to grasp that. Who are these Russians and why do they hate us? And trying to come to grips with that. But then my parents, my father, during that time period, had gotten a book by Hal Lindsey, and later got another book by Tim LaHaye. He got The Late Great Planet Earth by Hal Lindsey and Revelation by Tim LaHaye. And in those books, he would have conversations with my brother and others about what was going to happen. So I had a lot of questions, and I listened to a lot of those things, and it developed a curiosity. Okay. We're being told that the Russians are coming, and it's very eye-opening to be in first or second grade and find out that, oh, yeah, there's going to be a World War III thermonuclear war. And since we're one of the frontline areas where the B-52 bombers were and strike planes, that we'll be taken out first. And all the while in school, every once a month, we would have bomb drills going to basements and learning where to hide if a bomb happened, you know, that's a wake-up call. So it put an awareness of end times in me at an early age to cause me to start studying. And in studying over the years, I started to notice that there didn't seem to be very many Bible study topics, Sunday school, or preaching on Revelation, what the Bible says about the day and age we were in. So that's how God led me through the encouragement of my father, doing Revelation, teaching of Revelation sessions with him, led me into this area of the Bible and area of study.
And you touched on several things. Let me just kind of say you brought to my remembrance the late great planet Earth. And certainly that was a very influential book. He has a show, doesn't he?
Yes, he has a show. Yes. He has a podcast. He's still teaching.
Okay. And also such wonderful, tremendous parents. And I had the good fortune to know both your parents, and such tremendous human beings. And as you were speaking, I could kind of see your mother smile in my mind. So just a wonderful, wonderful woman of God. And both of them, wonderful people of God. So you got interested in it. And a lot of people would say, One, I don't understand what the book is about. It's hard to understand. Two, what I do understand is kind of scary. But you seem to take a whole different tack. You seem to find it pretty exciting. So what is so exciting about it?
It's funny you asked that question, Dr. Johnson. Actually, I appreciate that question because that is the purpose for the book. You can go on to christianbooks.com. It's on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble. It's on a number of websites. But the purpose of the book and why I wrote it, really, I wrote this book to get people to read another book. I wrote this book to get people to read the Bible. And the purpose of what I saw, really started seeing when I was in high school and college, was looking at how things are going, looking at how depravity in society is going down, the world's going down, we're seeing all these negative things. The Bible has the end of all things and how it's going to go. And despite what we're seeing, the Bible has word of encouragement. We as Christians should be, you know, I don't want to say giddy, but, you know, walk around with a smile like, hey, the Bible said this is going to happen. But after these bad things, Jesus said, keep your eyes, says, look up, look into the hills from which coming your help. And it says, in Matthew 24, it talks about the disciple asked Jesus, and this is kind of really the core of everything for Revelation. The disciples asked Jesus, what's going to happen? Because Jesus was saying in Matthew chapter 24, and it starts basically in the first verse, the disciples are trying to impress Jesus by showing him the temple. And Jesus is looking at it. I'm pretty sure because, you know, the Bible tells us there's actually a temple in heaven. And Jesus came from heaven. So after seeing that one, I'm pretty sure the one he's looking at in Jerusalem is lacking. But he's looking at this temple and he's explaining to them, this temple is going to be destroyed to the point where there's not going to be two stones left on it. And that was fulfilled under Titus Vespasian, the general, came in and did that very thing. He was so angry at the Maccabean revolts and the Jewish rebellions that he came in and they took a lot of time and a lot of soldiers. I mean, they really took a loss in that victory because of, and with the thoroughness that they destroyed Jerusalem and the temple, taking everything out of it. And he followed that, letting them know about the temple to let them know that before I come back, this entire world is going to be in a terrible state. Except by having a relationship with Jesus Christ, we actually get the opportunity to go to be with him before all these things happen. We don't have to endure it. The terrible things that make people afraid to read the book of Revelation are things that people who don't accept Jesus Christ have to endure. That's why we have to have love in our heart. We have to have compassion. When we're talking to people, even though they may say disparaging things about us, about Jesus Christ, about the church, about the Bible, what they're facing, the condition they're in, we have to have compassion on them. We shouldn't argue with them. You know, you know the old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Jesus said that it's our duty and our commission to go out and spread the gospel. We can't save anybody. I actually joke with my cousin, like, you know, man, if you don't get saved, I'm going to knock you out, put you in the back of the car, and you're going to wake up Sunday morning in service, and we'll probably have to pour some anointing oil down your throat. But all of that is not going to save his soul. And if you look at it, really, for what the Bible's saying, if you really consider, you're talking about eternity, which is part of the teaching in the series I've been doing about how we exist. You're talking about all of eternity. In James chapter 5, it talks about our life being as a vapor. It's here, and then poof, it's gone. So from the time you're born, you're immortal, and you will live forever. The question is, do you want to live in heaven, where it's as good and better than anything you can imagine, or do you want to go to hell, where it's terrible, dark, and do you really want to take that risk to be wrong when you're gambling with all of eternity? Because how you spend all of eternity is how you spend the 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 110 years that you may get in this world. And we don't know that. And I've had a few people who've come back to me. They reject what I was saying at first, but they came back and it's like, you know, I really thought about that. And that's a heavy thought, because once you die, you don't get the opportunity to do it over. But if you're a Christian, you accept Jesus Christ, one, you're from that moment, have you from that moment that you accept Jesus Christ in your life and ask him to forgive you of your sins, you have eternity without sickness, death, sorrow, or any of those things. I'll take any of that. I mean, to not have to pay taxes. I don't have to get up early in the morning and go to work ever again. If you think about some of the things that even just daily concerns in this world that we deal with, if you talk about getting up, you talk about having to have a job. If you don't have a job, you're not going to get paid. If you don't get paid, I'm not sure where you're going to live. Your options are limited, and you got to eat. But we have to eat. In heaven, all those things are provided for eternity. And I think those are topics that we as Christians, the Bible, churches, Bible studies, should talk about more to encourage, as part of our as part of the evangelism, to encourage people to come in. This is why we're making the sacrifices as Christians that we are.
I really like the way you tied in the story of the end times with the need for evangelism. Okay. And I think that's sometimes maybe what we're missing a little bit, because we get caught up in the future without realizing we have to prepare for the future, and we want to reach out and redeem the time, help people to come to know the Lord and understand that there is a tomorrow that you cannot even imagine. I really appreciate you sharing with us and sharing that enthusiasm with us. And I hope that the listeners will take the opportunity to really take a look at your book. And I believe you also have a class you might want to share with us about.
Yes, I have a Zoom class on Mondays at 7 o'clock. It's open to anyone that wants to attend the class on Zoom. You can contact me. My email is lewis2119@yahoo.com. Please send me an email and I will put you on the list for the invite, and you can come to the class. I'm also going to be doing a Q&A session on October the 7th. And that I really love Q&A, because anyone can go to a church on Sunday and get a good message, but you have questions about different things in there, and it's not proper protocol to stand up during the pastor to ask him to go back a couple minutes and explain what he just said. But in a session in the class on Monday, it's open for questions and concerns for people, and I like in engagement. And we can talk about it. A lot of times your question may be three other people's question, and we get a lot accomplished. And the whole purpose and goal is just to understand, what does the Bible say and what does Jesus say about the day and age we live in? And you come to find out it has a lot to say. I've been studying this probably for close to 30 years now, and I feel like the more I study, the more I need to know, the less I know.
Again, tell us the name of the book.
Okay, it's Revelation. If you want, when you go on the website to look it up, type in Revelation and type in my name, Terrell Lewis, and it'll come up. I also have my website where you can see a lot of every lesson that I've posted for the past 3 years. I've actually been posting lessons for 5 years on the email, because if you get on the email list, I'll send you email classes. And the website is Revelation R2E, and then type my name. And if you do that on Google, it'll come up that way. And on there, you can go into the blog. It's under the blog section, and there's lessons, illustrations, and a number of things. I also have a Facebook page. It's Revelation from Rapture to the End. And I post a number of information and some information updates you can catch updates. So I like putting information on there that's relevant, particularly like the most recent one had to do with the central bank digital currency and the attempt to create a universal global currency is that effort. And I put information like that on the site.
And I would encourage you to look at one or more of these sources, because what Elder Lewis does is that he speaks to real-time current events and really helps you to see how they tie in with prophecy and with what is in Scripture. Thank you so very much, Elder Lewis, and really appreciate you sharing with us today. There is no need to be alarmed. You just look up, because the Lord is doing some wonderful things for his people, and there is a very bright tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you for encouraging me. Thank you for being in class. I appreciate you, Dr. Johnson. And you're right, the end of that book is fantastic. And it's just not temporary. You're talking about fantastic forever. I mean, you can't beat forever. Last time I checked.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for the promise of tomorrow. Strengthen your people. Help us to always hold on to you and to keep looking up. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please share your comments on this broadcast at InHisPresence@NoneLikeHimAnywhere.org.